WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark in Paris. It's the reopening of the towers at the Notre Dame Cathedral 6.5 years after the devastating fire, with President Macron on hand for the ceremony. Across the channel Thursday in the UK, President Trump held a joint press conference with Prime Minister Starmer, and he was asked about negotiations with the Chinese government over TikTok.
We're pretty close to a deal. We may do an extension with China, but it's an extension based on the same terms that we have right now, which are pretty good terms.
While returning to the U.S., the president told reporters that broadcasters that frequently criticize him should lose their licenses. A day after Disney pulled Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show from the air, Disney's the parent company of ABC News. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel will continue to consider today whether to change its recommendation for hepatitis B vaccines, a day after deciding children under 4 should not get the single shot that includes chickenpox, measles, mumps, and rubella, recommending they're administered separately. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The encampment at Dairy Drive is closing. The resource first opened in 2021 using money from pandemic-era federal grants, with 29 tiny home shelters. It gave people experiencing homelessness a stable place to stay and privacy. It was supposed to be temporary, and the city has extended the contract twice since then. But now that federal grant money has run out. The Dairy Drive encampment was set to close September 30th. There was a last-ditch effort to keep it open until the spring, and that measure was considered at Tuesday's Common Council meeting. More than 70 people registered to speak in support of extending it, including some residents of Dairy Drive.
My name is Stacy. Dairy Drive has provided me with a stable place to live. Even though it's not a three-bedroom house, it's still my home, and it works for me. I'm able to have visitation with my son, where I can make him food, play basketball, and take him to the park. This place has shown my kid how to care for each other.
It was a long night. Alders didn't vote until after 1 a.m, and the vote was tight. Ultimately, the measure failed by just one vote, and now Dairy Drive will be closing September 30th. And you can expect some major traffic in the Oregon and Brooklyn area tonight. About 13,000 people are expected to go see Luke Bryan at Klondike Farms in Brooklyn tonight. The show starts at 6 o'clock. The sheriff's office says if you're going, build in some extra time. If you're not going to the show but you need to be in that area, they say you'll probably want to find a detour. The sheriff's office and other law enforcement agencies will be there directing traffic. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and still warm with highs right around 80. Showers and a few thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon. Look for showers to be likely tonight along with a few rumbles of thunder. It'll be a mild night again with low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results is going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel as we go deep on what Charlie Kirk said, the GOP's response to his assassination, and what is hate speech. Really, don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
92.7 WMDX, where thinking is still fashionable.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Lacked coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Good.
Oh, we'll take it somewhere.
This is ridiculous.
What's the matter?
I am getting a
everything's going sideways this morning here.
I'm getting a different coffee mug next time. Next week, Monday, different mug. This is just driving me
What
crazy.
Happened to the mug that you had, that big solid one with the wide base?
And yes.
You know, what happened?
That was really a nice mug.
It was. I admired it.
Except because it ballooned out at the bottom.
Right.
Almost all my coffee was there, and I couldn't get it out. I mean, you really have to tip that cup back. Almost upside down.
Pour it on your face.
To get the coffee out. Yes. So I thought maybe there is a design flaw here that doesn't work for me or
perhaps
anybody else for that matter. Maybe that's why they were clearing these
they
mugs
were on
out.
Sale. Yeah. Great.
So anyway, now the new one that I have was an old one that I had in the cabinet, and I thought, geez, you know, why haven't I used this? And you can tip it over. You know, you and I continually knock our cups over.
Right.
So this is insulated, of course, a steel one. And
it's nice.
And you open and close it by a switch in the back.
That's a great
but
idea.
But it does this.
Yeah.
So that's noisy, and it's not something you do on the radio.
I see. Yeah, you notice I have mine way far away.
I know,
Not within arm's length.
Yeah. So it's almost like you're threatened by that
I am.
Coffee mug, and you're keeping it as far away from you as possible.
Well, I'm a klutz, so I don't want to knock it over and spill it on this brand new console table. So,
right.
You know.
So we're taking suggestions. The question today is, what is a good mug, a coffee cup that you can have at work without spilling it? That is our question today. Please.
Is it really? Okay.
No, just doing. I'm doing a Todd, you know.
Yeah.
I'm doing a Pete, you know. We got that question of the day.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah. Okay. You look.
Happy Friday. What?
There's a pall over the studio this morning.
Yeah.
The sad news, and I hate to break this news to everybody first thing, especially the people who put so much effort into trying to get us nominated and win the Best of Madison competition for Radio Duo.
Best Radio Team.
Radio Team.
That's the,
of course, you know, I was watching this very closely.
That was the category.
I wasn't being
able
to.
We got into the final six.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. We lost.
Yeah.
We didn't make the final three. Yeah.
Who won? Oh, it was Johnny Danger, right?
Well,
Johnny and D.
the people that came in first, again, is Jonathan and Kitty. Of course, Kitty is no longer there.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was I thought it was Johnny Danger.
No, he came in third.
I heard that like John and Kitty win every year.
They do. They win every year.
They win every year.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shoe in. You know. I mean, I think there's something wrong. Can we get out the list of excuses that Trump has posted on the internet? this is a crime. This is well. Anyway.
Okay.
And in the middle, number two, is Mellon Floyd.
Oh, from Wart.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Mel and Floyd, they're very funny guys.
They've
very,
been on the air forever.
Yeah, yeah. I listened to them endlessly for a long period of time. But anyway, we lost to Mel and Floyd.
Yeah.
And they're on once a week.
See, it doesn't...
on Friday. Right. And, you know, I'm sitting... hey, thanks, guys, you know. Once a week, you guys go into the studio, make your wisecracks.
You don't think it's fair. Yeah,
I don't think it's fair, and I think you and I were talking about this a long time ago about what has happened in the Best of Madison. They try to make it as simple, and they cut it down to just the basics.
Right.
And a lot of times, that's really kind of a good idea. But what they have never valued is radio or TV.
Mm.
I mean, we both know that.
Yeah.
They make these very small categories, maybe even just one category for this broad category of TV and radio.
Yeah.
And we're in talk radio, and they paired us up with music radio people.
Yeah.
And that's just truly,
two completely different things.
Yeah. You know, we'd be up against Mel and Floyd, I guess, you know, and I'm insisting that John and Gordy go to one day a week.
Let's make it happen.
and we're opposite Mel and Floyd from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. Okay, so
okay, well, that's a good idea, I guess.
That's where I'm going with this.
Sure.
All right, we get paid the same though.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll bring that up in the next meeting. We'll see where that goes.
but I'm still going, and the big announcement here is that my wife is number three. She placed number three, just under Doug Moe, as writer.
Best column?
Best writer,
columnist.
Columnist or whatever, writer.
Yeah, okay.
Best Madison writer.
Congratulations, Ann Voss Peterson.
Yes.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah.
Well, do they have, what other best ofs do they have? Is it like of every?
Best pizza, best.
Oh, really? Just kind of the basic.
Seriously, in every other category, it covers best every aspect.
Best dry cleaners, you know. Best shoe shine. I don't know.
So, but they really, you know, they cut down the categories in radio and TV. Don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, just, it's crazy.
Because they're
stuff.
Print and they don't like broadcast.
That's true.
You know,
that's true. They
Madison
never have
magazine.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, anyway. Doug doesn't want to get up early enough to be on the show.
Doug Moe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the thing is, we both know Doug Moe really well.
Yeah,
we're very good friends.
Yeah, he'd be great.
But
he sleeps in these days.
Not going to wake up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fine.
That's the way it goes.
I mean, why put yourself out for long friendships?
Wow, okay. Well, better luck to us next year. You know, we'll see.
Well, yeah, we'll see about that.
Okay.
I'm not going to run next year.
Okay. All right. It's 13 minutes past the hour. Happy Friday to us all. And, we got a little rain out there this morning. A few showers.
Of course we did.
Yeah.
I did my deck, you know. I needed a dry day or two. And, of course, it rained right after I put the stuff down last night, early this morning. And there'll be rain all day long because I see these showers on the radar moving into our area.
Off just and on.
Little blips.
Yep.
It wasn't even enough to do anything. You know, I'm looking under the trees. It's dry as hell. But just enough to get on the wood and on my new finish and prevent it from drying completely.
Well, that's sad. Are you going to have to do it again now?
No. No.
Okay.
I found so many problems with the... it's not really a deck that I'm putting this coating on. It's the stairway going up to a deck, which isn't wood. But it's a two-story stairway, and it doesn't take any curves or anything like that. It's just a straight up. And normally those kinds of stairs, they don't do too many of them anymore because that's a long span. They don't make it. They don't like. Maybe there's even a code preventing you from having such a long stairway made out of wood going up to your deck. So anyway, and there's rot and stuff like that, which I did not anticipate as I was putting this finish on. I'm thinking, oh, my God, this thing is up here by the grace of God.
Well, that's good. Good to know. And
yes, well, it's good to find that out. Yeah. Right.
Well, I got to say, I hope it doesn't rain into tomorrow morning, because into tomorrow morning, I'm going to Minnesota. I'm going to tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to watch a soccer game, but I'm hoping it doesn't rain the entire time I go up there.
It probably is.
It probably will. Yeah. That's a question to ask Brittany Merlot.
Okay.
All right.
We'll get to her a little bit later on. We're also going to talk to Pam Yonke, get the latest with her on what's happening in the world of agriculture. And we'll have Rocker in the studio in our 7 o'clock hour with the, Maxine preview. Lord, I didn't sleep last night. Okay. Let's see. Oh, it's also Free Ticket Friday. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes. And then, this is the last Free Ticket Friday for the last pair of Brewer tickets for the season. You know, it's coming right down to the wire.
It is.
The Brewers are in the playoffs. Cubs wild card.
Yes.
And they're in.
Yeah.
As wild card. But, yeah, it's been a good season for both of those teams. So we'll have one more pair of tickets. And that's to the game on September 26th with the Reds. What?
All right.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
You know, sports. Speak your onions.
Sports. My wife says, you know, my dad would be so proud of you getting into baseball like you have been lately.
Really?
Yeah. Every once in a while, I talk about it. You know, like, should I wear my Brewer T-shirt today?
Yeah.
That's sports talk for me.
That's it. Yeah. You used to be really into the Packers. And Brewers.
I was. But, you know, I couldn't get the kids to go up with us. Mm. That was the whole exciting part of it. Ann and I had gone up there so many times. You know, we realized, at least her dad had made me realize, you could just go up outside the stadium, buy tickets, and go in, you know, from somebody selling them outside. Not for the big games, of course, but, you know, just get in and have some fun, you know.
Sure.
Be at Lambeau Field. I mean, that's the whole thrill.
That's the
And I thought the kids would also kind of like that and maybe get into it, but they never did. We took them up a few times, and that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
They like to go down the snowy slide that they have up there.
Oh, okay.
Have you been up there at all?
No, not lately.
They've got like a park where kids can play stuff like that, but there's this huge slope where you can slide down.
That's fantastic.
In winter on the snow.
Mm-hmm. Do we have time for Would You Rather?
We have a little bit of time for Would You Rather. We got about 2 minutes.
All right.
I guess, unfortunately,
that's
we have
plenty
to
of
do
time.
This. Yeah, let's do it. All right. Let's play this.
Oh, God. Well, let's take a half hour just the
just
lead
the
up to this.
Yeah, okay.
Here we go.
Awkward silence.
Stand by.
Yep. Big buildup.
Would You Rather? All right. There we go. First question. Would you rather be reincarnated as a sea creature or as an airborne creature?
Sea creature or an airborne?
I would do airborne. I want to fly. That's an easy
one.
There you
go. That's an easy one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
I actually fear the whole idea of reincarnation, so don't bring this question up ever again.
Okay. Fair enough.
You don't want to come back at all. Huh? That's it for you.
I just don't want to have that happen.
Okay.
All right. Second
question.
Question
number two.
Yes. Would you rather shave your head completely bald or have your nose pierced?
Excuse me. What is it again? Your head bald or get a nose piercing?
Yes. I would do bald. I would. I want to. I've been thinking about it.
Really? Yeah. You look like you'd fit right in. Hare Krishna's out there.
What do you think, John? Would you rather shave your head or you get a nose piercing?
I think the nose piercing, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I think I'll do the same.
I'd shave my head, I think. I think I'd rather do that.
I don't think I have the head to shave. That would look good. I mean, you know, some,
right,
people, have, some
right.
people have these lumps.
Pam Yonke is coming up next on WMDX.
WMDX. Because silence makes you nervous.
Verlo Mattress brings you this portion of John and Gordy. Celebrate Labor Day with unbeatable savings. Get a free box or platform foundation with your mattress purchase. Upgrade your sleep experience. The Labor Day sale continues through September. Verlo Mattress, East and West in Madison. Go to Verlo.com.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax, but the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
Hearing loss is frustrating. If you're not sure what others are saying in conversations because of loud background noise, why not call Madison Hearing Aid Center? 608-249-4077 is their number. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They're helping people change their lives with better hearing. Get a free hearing test online at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
Money, 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 must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, 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 always sunny in the rich man's world.
Well, I like that. Thank you, Don. That was
it's all
fantastic.
About the money.
Yes. This is John and Gordy on WMDX 92.7 and on your Civic Media app. Choose our radio station, WMDX, and then text us or voice note us or give us a call.
Yeah, our number is 608-879-8255. Clouds this morning, some scattered showers. Right now, 65 degrees, highs in the upper 70s today. Pam Yonke joins us from the Midwest Farm Report. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Good to have you with us.
Yeah.
So, let's get going here.
Can I just, you know, let's complain. Look, I want to complain about meat prices right away. Now, okay. We were talking off the air, now I'm just kind of revved up.
All right.
I have noticed meat prices being so high for the last 3 or 4 years, and now everybody's talking about it like it's something new. This isn't anything new. And Pam, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't we have a problem with meat in this country simply because of a parasite, right?
That's part of the conversation. In reality, it goes back deeper than that because remember, John, back in the day, we had severe storms that hit the plain states. I don't know if you remember how people were having to snowmobile out of their houses because the drifts got so tall.
Yeah.
And agriculture in places like North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, Wyoming, all the way down to the Texas Panhandle, the people that had beef cattle could not get to their cattle to feed their cattle. Beef cattle do not go in barns generally.
Yeah.
Beef cattle are a little less domesticated than dairy cattle, so they want to be in the outside. They want to be in the open. But when you have severe storms that showed up like that, so that really knocked off a big percentage of cattle, just livestock in general. So that was the beginning. Then remember, the states in the West have been facing critical drought for probably the last 5 years. If you don't have grass, you can't feed cattle. If you can't feed cattle, you have to move them into the food processing chain faster. You don't keep as many mama cows back. If you don't keep mama cows back, you can't have calves that keep the herd growing. So that's really what has kind of led to this precipitous increase in beef prices. Now, what you're talking about is the New World screwworm. This is a parasite that's in as close as Central America, Mexico, scaring the bejesus out of the United States, because this thing shows up, it flies. It's a fly, kind of a gnat. And if it gets into the animal through a nasal cavity, an ear, something like that, it literally starts eating that animal from the inside out and will kill it. The only way that you can kill this parasite is with another fly, a sterile male fly that helps decimate the population. But that's a lot of technology people got to invest in, including the USDA. They're doing it, but that's the other part of this conversation. So what we have noticed as far as the escalated beef price is really layers and layers of what's been happening for at least almost a decade. Now, you also mentioned things like tariffs or something like that. So now we've got, I want to say it's either, I can't keep track, 75 or 90% tariff against Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil's about the only place that we bring in beef. It's not the kind of beef that you see at the grocery store and restaurants. Usually it's beef that helps us with ground hamburger because our beef is so lean, top shelf quality. We need to blend it a little bit, but that's when Brazilian beef shows up. So we can't bring Mexican cattle in because New World screw them. We aren't bringing Brazilian beef in because it's tariffed up the kazoo and we can't afford it. And our beef herd in the United States cannot, you can't just snap your fingers and make babies appear.
I
don't know, boys. Did you want me to go down that road of how babies show up? Do I need to?
That's good. No, we'll go to the children. We'll go to the children's museum for that. but isn't it also the fact that a lot of these meat producers, cattle people went out of business because they couldn't keep up with the prices as well, right?
Yeah, well, the industry's aging.
So it's so it's narrowed down to just a few.
Yeah, if you get beat up year after year after year, how many years do you want to kind of keep trying to buy calves that you're going to grow? Remember, it'll take, if you buy a calf that's, let's say, a couple hundred pounds, it's going to take you almost 16 months or better to try to get that animal to market. You don't know what's going to happen in the meantime. It could die. Market could collapse. A lot of things can happen. So a lot of the folks that are of a certain vintages have decided they're going to pull the chips off the table and exit the industry. That's not helping us rebuild either.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of meat and beef and everything else, what's this prime rib trail? This sounds interesting. A bunch of restaurants and supper clubs getting together?
Yeah, let me give you the cliff notes on that one. So the Wisconsin Beef Council has partnered with Gather Wisconsin, which is a phalange of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. And they've created this prime rib trail. It's a map of Wisconsin that shows you the supper clubs and restaurants that really do a good job on prime rib, nominated by the customers, nominated by the communities. Right now, they've got 16 locations on this map that will take you all around the state of Wisconsin. What they're saying is for the 2026 version, they are welcoming your nomination for where you enjoy prime rib in your vicinity. And you can go to beeftips.com and find the prime rib trail map that as it is. And you'll also find the social media links that you can suggest other additions to that trail for the 2026. But, talking about beef prices, I don't know exactly how many people are necessarily turning to that page of the menu when they get to the restaurant. Yeah. But let's face it, just like a Friday night fish fry, it is a staple of Wisconsin's dining out culture. So they are trying to put that prime rib trail to good use.
I mean, you know, it's kind of a nice thing if you have a staycation and you're driving around Wisconsin and knowing where these prime rib areas are. You know, I mean, these supper clubs, you can find the right supper club and go to it just for fun. You don't do it very much. It's, you know, kind of a splurge thing.
if you're like me, it's not necessarily just the meal, it's the ambiance.
Oh, yeah.
Some of
absolutely.
These places, some of these places I've never heard of. So I'm kind of jacked up if I'm driving in the community, I'm doing a story or something like that, or I'm going to be around. Maybe it won't be Prime Rib Saturday, but I'm going to try to check them out. Prime Rib Trail, BeefTips.com.
Oh, beef tips. Making me hungry just talking about
it. I know.
That. Okay.
All right.
Pam Yockey, thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you on Monday.
No, not Monday. You're off.
Is oh, you're right? off?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Yep,
very
that's
good.
Right.
World Dairy Expo preview.
Ah, right. Okay. Very good. Coming back with more of John and Gordy for a Friday morning, WMDX.
I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more.
92.7 WMDX. Like a podcast, but lazier.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Wisconsin corn growers have seen rust in the past, but a new type of rust could be costing you yield this year. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Rust has forced the harvest along in states like Nebraska, South Dakota, and now it's showing up in Wisconsin cornfields. Chad Stoudinger is a regional agronomist with Dairyland Seeds, and he explains why this rust is different than what many Wisconsin farms have encountered in the past.
Southern rust came in from Mexico, basically, and blew up to this portion of the U.S. this year. In some storm events in early spring. So it brought a new disease here. And so it mimics common rust, except that it's much more intense. It can shut down whole plants very quickly. It loves hot weather, hot heat and humidity. So above 77 degrees in humid conditions, which we had a lot of. Thankfully, in eastern Wisconsin, I don't think the impact is going to be yield limiting. But if we move to other parts of the state, it definitely is.
Chad Stoudinger is a regional agronomist with Dairyland Seed who's been observing this southern type of rust, and it could impact the harvest pace of Wisconsin farm fields. Might want to check in with your agronomist and see what their advice is. My advice on a Friday morning, if you're watching the markets right now, not bad.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday in Chicago. 40-pound block cheese dropped a quarter of a cent to 168 and a quarter, while the AA butter dropped a half to 180 and a half per pound. October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning up 6, 17.51. November's up 16, 17.15. Right now, December corn is up 3 at 4.26. November beans up 6, currently at 10.43. July new crop wheat, penny and a half higher, stands at 5.65 a bushel. Currently, that's just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a finally Friday trade session. More news anytime you want it, plus podcasts at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and still warm with highs right around 80. Showers and a few thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon. Look for showers to be likely tonight along with a few rumbles of thunder. It'll be a mild night again with low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief Stuart Waddles. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Civic Media's own Terry Barr joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Yes. The big news, of course, is John and Gordy's going to do just one day a week now, and we're competing with Mel and Floyd, who beat us out in the Best of Madison competition.
Yeah, so that's our new strategy, huh?
Yeah, once a week.
Go down once a week.
Well, I mean, yeah. If you can, you know, make it and be successful at just one day a week, beating out guys who are on 5 days a week doing hard work.
Hats off to you, I guess.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, there's disappointing news. We didn't make the final three.
Well, the Best of Madison. That's all right. We won our awards many years ago.
That's
right.
That's right. Now we're on a downhill slide on the way out. Right?
Hanging on.
Is
to
that
the
what
bitter
saying?
End, yeah.
Well, geez, thanks.
Okay. Before we get to Idiocracy, hey, it's free ticket Friday, so let's try to give away a four-pack of Brewer tickets, okay? Mm-hmm. Here's how this works. We give you a keyword. You get on the Civic Media app. You text that word into us. You're in on the contest, and then we'll draw a winner, and we'll let you know if you win. And this is for a four-pack of tickets to Friday, September 26th at AmFam Field. Brewers take on the Reds. Okay, that's the game, September 26th. So if you can go to that game, you want a four-pack of tickets, here's the key word. Get ready to text the word blue. That's B-L-U-E, blue. This is a statewide contest. We'll have other chances for you to win throughout the day, so keep it tuned right here to WMDX. Okay, right. Blue is the key word.
That's
blue.
Great.
Okay.
All right, let's get a little blue here on the show.
Okay, really?
Not really. Well, you never know.
Start swearing really. Like a sailor? Well, what are you going to do?
Well, it's the discussion. It's the topic that we're about to discuss here, and it is AI doling out sex advice to kids on their phones.
What?
So why don't we check this out? This is a story that I've been holding on to for 8 weeks because it is a dumpster fire Friday.
Oh, we're clearing it
we're
out.
We're clearing stuff out. Yeah, so here we go.
In the dumpster. Yeah.
It's more burning. Children and teens are turning to AI chatbots to ask for advice on sensitive topics like sex. A new report finds they spend more time chatting online with AI than texting with their friends. Experts warn that some kids may be confusing chatbots with actual human relationships.
Those are the findings in a new report from the company Aura. They found some children are having conversations with AI chatbots that are 10 times longer than the texts they send their friends.
Wow.
In analyzing how kids are using the tech, Aura found AI interactions ranging from homework and mental health to shared personal information and even sexual and romantic role-playing.
They have more magical thinking than adults, so they can really attach to an AI chatbot and think that it's human.
Joanna Parga-Balinke is a pediatrician and neonatologist.
There are just not a lot of safeguards in place to stop AI from telling children false, harmful, over-sexualized, or even violent things.
Experts say it's important for parents to take steps to talk to their children about safe and appropriate uses for AI.
There you go. Pretty frightening stuff, isn't it?
It is.
So take those phones away. I'm just kidding.
Well,
You can't do that nowadays.
It's hard to do.
Yeah. By the way, this
can limit their time.
Yes.
No, you can't really do that either.
I mean, I'm against any kind of limitations. You know, really? Just give them the stuff give them advice.
See what happens.
Yeah. Be their friend. Okay, so they talk to you instead of the AI. My God, you know, that's what I did. Of course, that all happened when there wasn't AI. Right. So now you have AI to lean on. I don't know. Well, we'll see.
What age did you give your boys phones?
At, I think about 7 or 8.
Really? Yeah. Really?
That's when I got my first one as well.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Around the same age. Wow.
I gave them tablets before that, and it was just experimental at the time, tablets.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they were mostly Japanese-made, and they weren't compatible with Google, with their app store.
Okay.
So you had to download another app in order to apply these Google apps, and it never worked. And the kids were very frustrated. This is their big Christmas present, you know. What a disaster. But, you know, days of tech. Screwed up, right?
Okay.
I was reminded, by the way, a text. Thank you very much for letting us know that it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Arr.
Arr. Okay. Yes. It's a big day. Okay. And not only that, it's my 33rd anniversary of marriage
today.
Yes.
Wow,
really? You and Ann, 33 years.
Talk Like a Pirate Day. We chose
that's
that.
Right. Yeah.
So then, what are you doing today then for it?
Yeah.
Well, we're going
big
down.
Celebration.
Yeah, we're going downtown actually. Cooper's, and we're going to celebrate there. We love Cooper's on the square.
Okay.
All right. So
good
that's
for you.
Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Okay.
If I could just talk at all this morning, it would be helpful.
Shiver me timbers.
Hey, let's throw that in the old dumpster.
Oh, yeah.
Dumpster
get the dumpster
Friday.
Fired.
My God.
Come on,
just
the
throw
fires.
It in there, man. The let's fire's going
go.
Out.
Okay. We got more. Got plenty more. Okay.
Something funny about that fire. All right. Here we go. The Mega are using Charlie Kirk as their Reichstag fire. Essentially, it has enabled Trump and MAGA leaders to threaten civil war with the left, finally. And this is Elon talking about that civil war. Let's go to cut 110. This is Elon.
Okay.
And then you see how much violence there's on the left.
There is.
Our friend Charlie Cook getting murdered in cold blood this week. And people on the left celebrating it openly. The left is the party of murder and celebrating murder. I mean, let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah.
That's who we're dealing with here.
Really? Mm. Yeah. That's really what they're dealing with?
Wow.
By the way, there was an anti-immigration rally behind him in London.
Okay.
All right, why don't we go to the phones right away? Let's talk to Joe. Anytime Joe calls us up, we've got to hear what she has to say. What do you got today?
Good morning, Joe.
Well, I think it's great. He's talking about the left is the party of murder. I believe it was Fox News was suggesting they should just kill the homeless to get them out of the way.
What's that?
Yeah, that was Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, congratulations on the wedding anniversary.
Yes.
And I just also wanted to add a little something. And I'm sorry about you not placing or getting to the place you wanted in the competition, but I would say you should take Trump's way of doing it, which is to say, next time the voting happens, we won't even have to vote. Things will be fixed. So you won't even have to vote. So just, you know, a little threat of the mob stuff going on, and I'm sure that'll do it. I was calling for Dumpster Friday because I could certainly talk about plenty of other things, but there's a wonderful, charming little something that came up through Channel 3000. If people want to look at the video, it's very wonderful. This is so great. The Capital City chapter of Muskies, Inc., docked apparently 2,300 little muskellunges into the Madison chain of lakes with the help of a DNR. So as you go swimming, watch your tootsies.
Yes.
You know, just be careful. Just absolutely be careful. They interviewed one guy who said they were fishing in Canada when a muskie latched onto the boat but was not caught. And I thought that would be an interesting
situation. Oh, no.
So apparently this group is absolutely wonderful. Maybe you want to get them on air. They're the Capital City Muskies. They're with an international group that is seeking to improve fisheries and promoting scientific research. But I just thought, 2,300 more of those little guys in our lakes. And
That is
watch your toes.
Dangerous stuff. I know. Oh, my God. Okay.
Very good.
Thanks for the warning, Joe.
Joe, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Let's go to Mark. He's right, on the line.
Mark, what do you got for us today?
Good morning.
I think we need to be careful here that in the whole boycott thing that because we're going to be punishing people that don't need to get punished because of the cowardice of the top management there at ABC and these other stations that I'm seeing now that Rick Scott wants to declare October 14th a National Day of Remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Well, what about National Days of Remembrance for all the other gunshot victims? I mean, and that we do not know, Elon Musk, we hear Elon Musk talking about, oh, it's the left that's so violent, it's the left that's so violent.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really true. We don't know why this guy did what he did. It was not any left-wing thing that did it. I mean, it's foolish for people to be celebrating Charlie Kirk's death that... And now even criticizing what he said is considered not the thing to do. Well, we should confront evil things that are said because it's truly evil for Charlie Kirk to have said that black women don't have the brain power. That they're stealing jobs from some white guy that.
This is a guy that supposedly doesn't see color, right? They go by merit only, and every time he brings up the color of the individual, every time he sees somebody of color doing something, did they get it because of affirmative action, or do they actually have the talent? That is racism, pure racism, as far as I can tell.
And, it is just sad that, it's horrible he was murdered. But the fact of the matter is that these guys are using this. You mentioned the Reichstag fire. I can't remember the name of that. The German that they had the bloody shirt, the bloody flag, that banner that they had that Hitler used. That the Republicans are going to be using this. Now they're going to have a whole day of. They're renting out. They're having a whole stadium for his funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy was not a saint.
No.
I mean, and that to elevate him to that level. I mean that. Well, what next are they going to have? They're going to have him venerated. And they're going to have miracles performed, touching the clothing he was wearing or something like that.
Right.
It is just beyond me that.
Well, it's like throwing meat into a shark tank. With Kimmel being pulled off the air. Now they're using Kimmel as the example to show how bad the left is, and really. When people are said to have celebrated Kirk's death, they're really not celebrating. They're bringing up some of the things that Kirk has actually said. And when they quote Kirk, they're actually celebrating. That's according to the right wing, the megas. If you bring up anything he's ever said, you're celebrating his death. That's really what I found that out just reading through all of the comments on X. It's just one reference to somebody saying something about what Kirk said. And that means they're celebrating. It's all so skewed and so wrong. It's such a big lie out there, and they're capitalizing on the lie. That's the whole thing.
And any other president would have looked at this and said, "It's time to mourn Charlie. We need to mourn Charlie Kirk's death, and we need to speak out against the violence that was committed against him. We can't blame any one particular person." Over that particular action right there and try to actually bring the nation together rather than saying, there's the enemy there, go get them, because that is what Hitler did. That is what Donald Trump is doing.
Right.
I mean, but he thought it was more important to have brag about his dance floor
than
say something like that.
Just outrageous. I know.
It is 6:48. We're coming right back. We'll take more of your phone calls and have much more of John and Gordy for Friday morning after this.
Madison, Wisconsin, More lakes, more bikes, lively politics with 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. If you're having trouble with your hearing, do something about it. Talk with the good folks at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. Call them and make an appointment at 608-249-4077. You can take an initial hearing test online at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Don't let your hearing loss frustrate you anymore. They help John and Gordy hear better, and they can help you too. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve instant ramen bar and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales at WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
This portion of John and Gordy is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The Labor Day sale continues. Get a free box or platform foundation with your mattress purchase or upgrade to an adjustable base during the Labor Day sale through September. Verlo Mattress, East and West in Madison. Go to Verlo.com.
The Lakes, the Capitol, the UW, the radio station, 92.7 WMDX.
John and Gordy in the Morning. Is this a threat or is this a warning? John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's catchy.
Who will be their guest? What will they be performing? John and Gordy in the Morning. Are they funny or are they boring? John and Gordy in the Morning. Will you be awake or will you be snoring? John and Gordy in the Morning. The radio's on. Are you ignoring?
Okay. There you go. That's Art Paul. Thank you so much, Art, for that.
Yeah, he was at the night market last night.
Yeah, he's right. Always performing on the corner, right. Just
right in front of the radio station.
Right in front of our stand. Oh, yeah. This is WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. Dom at the controls, throwing this stuff in. Every once in a while, we've got another cut coming up about the Civil War. But first, before we get to that, let's go to the phones. CJ.
Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much. Yes.
Is it John or Gordy celebrating?
It's me.
It's John and his wife, Ann. Yes. But I was at the wedding.
And I met Ann. What a beautiful lady. You're a lucky man.
Well, thank you. Yes.
Well, now to the news. This is where you'll probably not be so happy I called, but, you know, Charlie Kirk and and the misquotes or the incomplete quotes that I've heard.
No, they're always complete. They're always
sympathy. You never play the sympathy part, but you know, beyond that, I don't know if you guys had researched that assassination problem your party has. That's from the report or the survey that I referred to. Yes. I don't know if you gentlemen have researched that.
We have not looked into that.
The Jimmy Kimmel thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the affiliates did it just the way they did it to Stephen Colbert, mm-hmm. who was losing $40 to $60 million a year. You know, it was a financial decision. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the FCC. So you guys need to tell the rest of the story.
There you go. He's got it.
The rest of the story.
Well, no, you're right. I think it's the network basically that put the kibosh on Colbert. I don't know if it's so much political pressure on that. You know,
although
jury's still out. Jury's still out. Yeah, I know. I read that.
NextStar chairman said.
Yeah.
He said, "We don't believe this reflects the spectrum of opinions or views or values of our local communities in which we are located."
Well, I'm glad they've determined that. Isn't that nice to know that they know all about what those communities think? Isn't that nice?
Well,
boy, they sure are in contact with those folks.
Their advertisers.
Tell us what to think, guys.
$1 million in one day.
The arrogance of a network thinking they know what the community thinks. They're deciding for us what that community is thinking. I am so happy to know that they're in touch. Wow.
You don't think it has anything to do, CJ, hang on a second. You don't think it has anything to do with the NextStar deal merging with Tegna that the government is holding up because of, you know, they're blaming Jimmy Kimmel for this, that the affiliates are upset about what he's doing.
They content use that.
There's a $6 billion deal in the balance that the FCC
has to approve.
And so they're kind of using that as leverage to get Kimmel off the air.
Yeah.
You don't think there's anything to that?
$6 million, guys, in one day from their advertisers saying we don't want to support this anymore.
That's just BS.
You don't think the FCC is?
I don't believe any of that. How do you believe that, CJ? You're smarter than that.
You don't think Brendan Carr saying we can do this the easy way or the hard way had anything to do with it?
Yeah, Brendan Carr threatened the network, and then they had all of these deals working behind the scenes. We didn't know about that. Now we know about all this stuff, and we're finding out that, you know, this is just a game. This is what they're doing in order to take over the media, and I think this is just part of it.
Well, you don't think that we've been misled by the media, Russiagate, for 2.5 years? You don't think we've been misled?
By Fox News?
News,
by Newsmax? Yeah, I think we've been misled. Yeah,
so,
sure.
Was Adam Schiff correct?
Yes.
When he said that he had evidence of Russia collusion for 2 years?
Yes. We had a report on that, yes, and it's true that Russia did collude and did. But they didn't remember. Remember, they didn't have enough. They didn't have enough to make a case in order to at least prosecute. We know that there was collusion. We know that they had something to do with it. And I think 6 Russians would have been arrested if, you know, we could arrest people in Russia, but we can't. So, yes, there was collusion. There was something there. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, and Joe Biden had his wits about him too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're finding out that certainly wasn't the case.
Well,
Hunter was helping decide who got
what?
The pardon.
Oh, my God.
You guys are smarter than that.
No.
You need to go.
Okay, well, you can throw those words back at me, CJ, but that's good to hear that he has the rest of the story. But I think, Gordy, you brought up a good point. I mean, there are a lot of things going on in the background of all of this. The SEC chair is part of it.
That huge deal between NextStar and Tegna. Tegna used to be USA Today, used to be Gannett Publishing.
Yes.
And then, you know, they sold or they became Tegna. Anyway, Right. We got to move along here. We've got news right around the corner and an update on weather and a whole lot more.
We've
ahead.
Got Charles. We'll get to Charles in just a few moments.
Charles, hang on the line. Also, Rocker in our next hour with a Max Inc. preview. And what else do we have, John? We have, I think I've named it all.
Savannah Tomei Olson?
Oh, yes. I knew there was more. Yes, okay. Savannah Tomei Olson. Will be with us right in just a few minutes, right here.
Yeah, here we have Dumpster Fire Friday. I'm clearing through all the stories.
Yeah.
And I've only gotten one story.
Well, we'll try to clear out a few more here sometime in the next hour. Right.
We got a lot of stuff coming up in the next half hour.
John Peterson, sure. Gordy Young, coming back after this.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day after President Trump called for broadcasters who criticized him to lose their licenses, his retribution continues, says ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl.
This is a major escalation of the president's effort to get retribution against his political rivals. ABC News has learned that President Trump is expected to fire a top federal prosecutor for failing to file criminal charges against Letitia James, somebody who is obviously very high on the president's enemies list.
James, the attorney general of New York, who prosecuted the president in that state. Today, the president also expected to speak with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. TikTok at the top of the agenda. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel will consider changes to the hepatitis B vaccine recommendations today. Thursday, the panel voted to split the measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox vaccine into two shots and not be administered to children under age four. This is ABC News.